Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Better Medicare Alliance.
And I'm Anna Palmer. There are 9 days until a slice of the government shuts down, and yesterday afternoon, Jake and I sat down with President Donald Trump at around 5 p.m. in the Oval Office to discuss how he wanted to handle the lame duck funding of the border wall with Mexico, one of his central campaign promises. Here's some context. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said yesterday in the Capitol that Democrats' position is they would be open to okaying $1.6 billion for the physical barrier with Mexico. So we asked Trump, are you firm on $5 billion for the wall? I am, he said. I am firm. We need border security, of which a wall is part of it. But we need border security. All you have to do is look at the borders.
Trump also told us that he doesn't do anything just for political gain, but politically, he said this issue is a winner for him. Not only does Trump seem more dug in than before, he sounds more convinced than ever that this wall fight is good for him, something Republican leaders have traditionally pushed back on. This means Republicans and Democrats are billions of dollars apart at the outset of the lame duck session. The president also said the $5 billion he wants is just for the wall. Republicans, though, believe they could spread the $5 billion out over some time, but Trump told House Republican leaders he wasn't happy about that either. If he doesn't get $5 billion somehow, a shutdown seems almost unavoidable. Trump told us, quote, the number is larger for border security.
Trump also told us that if it takes a shutdown to get border security, he would be totally willing to shut it down. He also said he thinks a shutdown is a bad issue for Democrats. It's worth noting, only a few hours earlier, the president sat down with Phil Rucker and Josh Dossie of the Washington Post and said, now, if we don't get it, will I get it done another way? I might get it done another way. There are other potential ways that I can do it. You saw what we did with the military, just coming in with the barbed wire and the fencing and various other things. That seems like he was relenting.
But at 5 p.m. when we were in the Oval, he had just met with House Republican leadership, which might explain why he was more dug in. The Post interview was earlier in the day. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise told reporters after his meeting that they were going to hold the line on $5 billion. And if Trump is truly unmovable from $5 billion, this is going to be a long December fight, because we can't imagine Democrats moving up to that. We also asked Trump if he would be open to a deal with Democrats to shield Dreamers from deportation as part of an agreement to build the wall. The answer to that seemed to be a resounding no.
Just asking, will there be a White House media Christmas party this year? We hear no. Trump also slammed Fed Chair Jay Powell in his interview with the Washington Post and questioned climate change while also threatening to cancel his meeting with Vladimir Putin. The House Democratic leadership elections are today. They kick off at 10 a.m. in the Capitol Visitor Center auditorium. Watch for this. Nancy Pelosi had 134 votes and 63 no votes in 2016 when she ran for minority leader against Representative Tim Ryan. If her no total is smaller than that, that's an amazing feat, given the attention on this race.
Rachel Bade, Heather Cagle, and John Bresnahan have a story that Pelosi is so confident in her status, she has modified the internal ballot so members can vote no on her nomination. Sherry Bustos, an Illinois Democrat, secured a slew of union endorsements yesterday in her bid to be the next DCCC chair. She is running against New York Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney. The Illinois Democrat got strong backing from the United Steelworkers, IBEW, the Ironworkers, and the Bricklayers. Brez also writes that Jim Clyburn has 150-plus supporters in his bid to be majority whip, well more than he needs to win.
James Arkin reports that Cindy Hyde-Smith won the Mississippi Senate runoff 56-44%. And ABC News got an interview with Ivanka Trump where she said her use of private emails had no equivalency with Hillary Clinton's use of private email. Nancy Cook and Daniel Littman report that Jared Kushner is making a power play to try and get Brooke Rollins installed as White House Domestic Policy Council Director.
The New York Times is reporting that Paul Manafort's lawyers are said to have briefed Trump's attorneys on what he told the special prosecutor. CNN has a piece up on Roger Stone's efforts to get WikiLeaks documents detailed in a draft Mueller document. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president is having lunch with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. He and First Lady Melania Trump will participate in the national tree lighting at 5 p.m. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.